Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, because it was a little bit cooler and less humid yesterday, I really wanted to go for a walk after work, you know. But with that thick haze from the wildfire smoke, Heather, just a couple of blocks, I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, definitely bad enough. You could taste it. It was just absolutely awful. Now, the good news is it's better today. It's not great, but it's better. We do still have an air quality alert over New Jersey through midnight. Not for the rest of the area as of right now, but we are going to have still that unhealthy air quality to have to deal with, as well as poor visibility, even if it's not as extreme as it was yesterday. Now, those conditions kind of deteriorate again for tonight and into tomorrow. But then we have a front moving in with some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, some flooding, downpours and gusty winds with those storms. But it can also wash away some of that smoke and improve the air quality and the visibility. And conditions should be better if still somewhat hazy for Sunday. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We are learning more about that close call that nearly brought part of a building down over in the Turtle Bay neighborhood on Manhattan's east side.
Steel plates may not have been installed, but they were required. The New York Times reporting that possible misstep. Now, drawings show two columns that should have had steel plates reinforced before residential floors were placed on top. Some independent engineers telling the Times they found no evidence of installation after reviewing photos of the damage. Gothamist, though, spoke with Gaze Consulting Engineers. The firm's principal engineer, Chris Behan, says they required the plates in their structural drawings as well, but he says, quote, the structure was not reinforced as Gaze's design required. They were missing on three crucial floors, including the 21st, where it happened. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Salvation Army Community Center in Sunset Park had to be evacuated yesterday afternoon. That's because a wrecking ball being used by a construction crew doing demolition nearby missed its intended wall and struck the outside of the center. This was at 520 50th Street, where part of the wall at 5005 Fifth Avenue was also damaged. No one was hurt, fortunately. The buildings department will now determine whether both buildings are safe. At pay raise approved by city lawmakers, the mayor says,
I will not accept a pay raise. I haven't knocked on anyone's door in New York City, and they've said their concern is that the mayor makes too little.
The city council, which has not seen a pay hike in 10 years, approved an 18% increase for the city's elected officials. That includes themselves, the mayor, public advocate, city controller, district attorneys, and borough presidents. Council members currently earn $148,500. That will rise to $175,500 for the mayor. The bill would have upped his salary to nearly $306,000. The city council yesterday signed off on a one-time $10,000 increase next year for teachers' aides in public schools. This is outside of their collective bargaining agreement and would go to paraprofessionals as a way to help retain these employees who have a starting salary of under $33,000 a year. Mayor Mamdani has said he thinks any raises should be negotiated through their union contract and that, in fact, the legislation may violate state labor law. It's not clear if he will veto the bill, but even if he does, it passed with enough votes for an override. The NTSB out with a cause for the helicopter crash in the Hudson River last year that killed six people. They say it was a geese strike. Aviation expert Pete Trabuco tells 1010 Winds it's absolutely possible.
We saw what happened with the Miracle on the Hudson with birds as opposed to geese, which are much bigger. So, yes, that could definitely be the issue. And they did find some remains of geese in the area and some even right on the rotors.
The license for a New York helicopter charter was suspended. In light of the finding, the owner tells CBS News he thinks it should be restored. It was 6 years ago that a billboard in Times Square helped to save the life of CBS News producer Mark Weiner, whose cancer diagnosis landed him with no kidneys and on dialysis. Mark and retired NYPD detective Mike Lollo, who he met as part of his journey, are now teaming up to help save the life of a New Jersey man who also needs a kidney. Yesterday, a 22-story digital billboard went up in Times Square featuring Mark Whitmore. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
My family desperately tried to help me, but unfortunately, they're not medically eligible. So I have to appeal to my community to help share my message of hope to find a miracle before it's too late.
And Mark explains why they're making a specific appeal for a living donor.
I'm also on a transplant list for deceased donors, and that's an option. And that waiting list, though, is 3 to 7 years in our area, which is time I might not have, because surviving on dialysis and remaining healthy enough to also remain on the transplant list is a daily race against time.
And this is important to note.
All of the medical costs for the donor screening, testing, the donation itself, and all the post-care are covered 100% to the penny by my own health insurance. So there's not a penny out of pocket financially for any potential donors.
To see if you might be a match, visit giftformark.com. Animal Care Centers of New York putting out the call for help.
We are caring for over 900 animals in our shelters right now. We have over 60 dogs living in crates lining the hallways and in offices.
ACC spokeswoman Katie Hansen.
We're just finding that people are continuing to be shut out of housing. They're relocating, they're moving, or they're evicted, they're homeless, and they're having to surrender their pet. In the first half of 2026, the leading cause of pet surrenders is housing insecurity.
Katie telling 1010 Wins she is certain they've got the perfect cat or dog or even bunny rabbit for you.
They come in all sorts of sizes, small, medium, and large. We have long-haired, short-haired, all sorts of different colors and patterns. Pretty much anything that you'd be looking for. I mean, that is the silver lining of having so many animals in our care.
Well, they've now reduced the adoption fee to just $25.
Which is really a great deal considering what you get for it. You get a fully vaccinated, microchipped, and spayed and neutered animal, and you get a friend for life.
If you can't adopt, you can also foster, volunteer, or donate. Get all the info at nycacc.org or on the ACC app.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.